message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amusan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
That is exactly what happened to you when you came into Christ. You were immersed completely. You lose your own identity when you came into Christ. You pick up the identity of Christ. Can you shout amen? Like the food you ate yesterday, I can't find it anymore. It's in you. In the same way, when you came into Christ, you are lost in Christ. You are now in Christ. So now Christ becomes your identity. Apostle Paul uses several metaphors, figure of speech, to explain this to us. To the Corinth, he uses the human body. He says, Christ is the head and we are the body. Speaking about our union, our organic union with Christ, we are inseparable entity. Christ is not like this, then you are like this. Mm-mm, you are together. So, when he says, he that believes, what he meant to say is, he that believes and is baptized, that means you identify with Christ, he says, shall be saved. Then he says, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17 now says, and these signs, Kombra akte sila rahadamana koshte. Verse 17 says, and these signs, somebody say these signs. Say it louder. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Notice, he didn't say, these signs shall follow evangelists. These signs shall follow prophets alone. These signs shall follow pastors alone. What did he say? Come on, read it. Come on, read it from your Bible. Read it. Verse 17. 3, 2, go. Come on. He says, these signs shall follow who? Come on, say it louder. So what is the criterion for these signs to follow anybody? What is the criterion? To be a believer. That's all. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. So that means casting out devils. Aren't you surprised that the first thing he mentioned is casting out devils? That means that is the least thing to be done in the kingdom. Every believer is empowered to cast out devils. He says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Now, the word name doesn't mean a language unit by which someone's personality is identified. It's beyond that. When the Bible uses name, for example, in the book of Philippians 2 and verse 9, the Bible says, Jesus humbled himself. Alright? He humbled himself even to the obedience of the cross. That means he died. Then verse 9 from verse 5. Verse 9 now says, therefore, as a result of his obedience, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above all names. Now, question. From what we read now, it means God gave him a name after he resurrected, right? Come on, talk to me, right? He says he was obedient even to the obedience of the cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him a name. Now, does that mean God gave him another different name apart from Jesus? Talk to me. No. You have to understand Bible language. The word name does not only mean a language unit by which somebody's personality is identified. No. Name connotes authority. Let me explain to you. Come. Stand here like this. Stand here. Minister, please come, sir. Now, she's a member of the church, a member in the choir. I'm the pastor. This is a minister in the church. Now, I want you to go tell her to sit down in my name. That means when he goes, the moment he gets there, he comes in my name, means he comes in the authority of me being the pastor. So she's not going to see him just as he is, she's going to see him as me. Come on, come on, come on. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Please be seated. Thank you. It's just, let me use a very simple question. I mean, a very simple illustration. For example, if I give you a check, my name is written on the back, the lower part of the check, Elijah Musa, and I write you 1 million naira. When you get to the bank and you say, I want to see the manager, you mean to walk into the bank and you tender the check, they will respond to you as though I was the one there. Why? My signature is there. You have come in my name. It doesn't mean you say, manager, I come in the name of Pastor Elijah Musa. You don't need that. Come on, come on, come on. You may need it as a baby. You see why sometimes I cast out devils without saying the name of Jesus? Why? When I showed up, demons know Jesus showed up. A man of God by the name A.A. Allen, evangelist A.A. Allen, when he wants to cast out devil, he will say, devil, my name is A.A. Allen. The devil flies. Why? The devil knows that when you show up, a lot of you, how many of you know that? How many of you normally run for, if you see snake, you normally run. Let me see your hands up. Virtually all of you. But what if I tell you today, how many of you watch Nat Geo Wild? Do you know snake is afraid of you? When you are coming and snake comes, when snake sees you, he runs away. But the trouble is, because you are unaware, you too, you run away. When demon sees you, demon doesn't see Jessica, Joyce. He doesn't see you. He sees Jesus. You are organically one with him. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He is the head. You are a member of his body. So when he shows up like this, demons knows, this is Christ. So he says, in my name, that means in my authority, as though I was one there. He says, in my name, shall they cast out devil. Now the word cast out means to chase away derogatively, as though nothing. It's not shall push away or shall beg to leave. You know some people, they beg devil. Like in the Yoruba people, they used to sing one song. Eshu mashemi, mashemi kankan, ibio timbo ni ola. That means, devil, please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. Go back to where you came from. What? The devil doesn't like you. He can't like you. He doesn't have the capacity to like you. That's why sometimes I wonder when people say, they don't like me in my office. I don't know, everybody doesn't like me. Is that still news? Hell doesn't like you. Devil doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. He can't like you. He will never like you. He hates you passionately every day, every second. He can't repent. He won't repent. He will always hate you. He wants to kill you. But we have authority. Are you hearing me? We have authority. He says, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Do you know what it means to cast out? Like, get out! In my name. Oh, glory to God. Some of you, the challenge middle with most Christians, and this is one of the things I'm going to teach, a lot of Christians have not learned to discern the devil. Because the number one step to casting out devils is having the ability to discern the devil. Many Christians are oblivious of this. Demon is playing with a lot of things in your life. Something happened to your grandfather, happened to your dad, happened to your uncle, it's happened to your firstborn. Now again, it's happening with you, and you are still toiling with it. What are you waiting for? Won't you take authority? Every time you want to do spiritual things, you slip off. You think it's ordinary? You want to pray, you slip off. But you want to sit at Limundo, you will be there 3 hours. Your eyes are opened. These are not little things. You think they are little? So you've got to discern him. Sometimes, you know, some people, they will hear that one school, secondary school, Small children, they are fighting. One government secondary school, Karu, is fighting government secondary school, Altaba Levi, and the children are coming with knives. They are fighting themselves. You think it's ordinary? A demon is inspiring them. And you won't take authority, and your own children are there. Your brothers are in that school. You attend the university. They say every beginning of semester, something happens in a particular hostel every time. How won't you take authority? Don't you know who you are? He says, in my name, in my authority. Oh, glory to God. I said, glory to God. But here's the point. He doesn't say this sign shall follow charismatic Christians. He doesn't say this sign shall follow those who attend charismatic churches. Mm-mm. He says this sign shall follow them that believe. So that means the command to express charismatic ability is not denominational. It is to them that believe. Can I have a big amen to that? Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. You see that, speaking in tongues? They shall take up serpents. Hallelujah. And if they shall drink any deadly thing, I told you, stop saying, I don't know what I hate. My tummy. I don't know what I hate. My tummy. Some of you even carry your stool and sit down near the toilet so that, don't know, anytime the thing comes again, you go quickly in. First of all, I want to let you know, for the singular fact that your tummy is responding that way is a proof that your immune system is working. You took something wrong, so your body wants to eject it. Secondly, if it's getting too much, hey, if they shall drink any deadly thing, if they shall drink any deadly thing, listen, this is not a joke. If they shall drink any deadly thing, maybe you breathe in the wrong air, maybe you take in the wrong food, maybe you took in the wrong liquid, if they shall drink any deadly thing. Look at it. Look, did you see my name there? Did I write it? He says, if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Inferno. Large fire. Oh, there's a fire burning inside some of you right now as I'm talking. There's a stirring up of spiritual ability on the inside of you. You are coming to an awareness of what you can do and who you are in Christ. He says, these signs, it is not denominational. Stop saying me, I attend Equa. I'm a Koki person. My parents, we born us inside Koki. We are ERCC in our place. It's all the words of which you say, well, me, I'm what's your name again? Catholic. And that even moves into the next point. See, I don't attend all those new generation churches. We are Orthodox churches. Hey, if you claim to be an Orthodox Christian, it is the more reason why you should exude charismatism more. I'll show it to you. You see, the claim for orthodoxy doesn't exclude charismatic ministry. That you are Orthodox or that you were from an Orthodox church, it is not a reason not to express charismatic gift. It's not a reason not to speak in tongues. It's not a reason not to cast out devils. It's not a reason not to lay hands on the sick. It's not true. By the way, if there's any reason why you should exude most of these things, it's even because you are Orthodox. What is the meaning of Orthodox? Take your dictionary. Let me give it to you from Wikipedia. According to Wikipedia, Orthodox means adhering to accepted norms and creed, especially in religion. Now, in Christianity, the term orthodoxy means conforming to the Christian faith as represented in the creeds of the early church. That means to be an orthodox means to hold fast to the tenets, to the practice, to the creed, to the set of belief of the early church. Hey, excuse me, who were the early church people? The people in the book of Acts. So that means if I must be an Orthodox Christian, I want to hold fast to the tenets, to the creed, to the practice, to the knowledge base of the early church. I want to do what the early churches are doing. And if that is what makes me orthodox, oh boy, then I've got to pray in tongues. Because what? The early church in the book of Acts, they spoke in tongues. So true orthodoxy begins with, see, you can't be orthodox and not be charismatic. Because charismatic ministry is a feature that was exhibited by the early church. Say, well, I'm Orthodox Church, I'm Catholic. Hey, if you are Catholic, that means you are a follower of Mary. That's even a more reason why you should pray in tongues. That's even a more reason. You see why I'm emphasizing on praying in tongues? Because that is the most sidetracked manifestation of the Spirit today. I have a good news for you. If you say you are Catholic, so you don't embrace charismatic ministry, you're wrong. The first 120 people who spoke in tongues, Mary was one of them. Open to Acts 1 quickly, let me show you. Can you give me some volume, please? Acts 1 quickly. Acts 1 and verse 13. Are you there? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Are you there? Acts 1 and verse 13. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Somebody say upper room. We are abode. Look at the people that were in the upper room. Don't forget in Acts, the Bible says that Adam Paul, the first time they spoke in tongues, he happened in the upper room, right? Come on, talk to me, right? Now, look at the people that were in the upper room in verse 13. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James. Come on, are you following me? And John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. So, Judas' character is not there, so we have 11 guys. Verse 14. This all continues. Somebody said this all. How many of you did English in your secondary school? Let me see your hands up. I mean, you did English in your secondary school. Now, what is the plural of T-H-I-S? T-H-E-S-E. So T-H-I-S is for one item, right? Now, this is for many, right? Now, he now says, this is just in simple English. This all. How many is all? All is all. Oh, I like that, babe. Glory to God. She said all is all. That's good. Now, look at it. It says, this all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with what? With the women. And who? Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. I showed you last two. I said Jesus had four brothers, right? Uncle Joe didn't spare Mary. After giving birth to Jesus, Uncle Joe said, oh, you said the thing waiting inside you now, Holy Ghost, get amber. No, voila. The moment he gave birth to Jesus, Uncle Joe kept on firing. He had four brothers. Uncle Joe, that's why there's no reason for you to be saying, Holy Mary, Virgin Mary, pray for us. Listen, he's no longer a virgin. He had four brothers and many sisters. Mark chapter 6 verse 3 tells us so. Are you listening to me? And Jesus' brothers were here too. They all spoke in tongues. So these were the people that were in the upper room. Mary was one of them. Then in chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and this appeared unto them. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4, and they were all, someone say all. Say all. All the people that were there, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So you can't be orthodox and not be charismatic. Does that statement make any sense to you? Is it possible to be orthodox and not be charismatic? Come on, talk to me. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. All right, number 3 points. The first one I told you, I said, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe, not to a denomination, to everyone that believe. And the second point is this, the claim of orthodoxy does not exclude charismatic ministry. In fact, it supports it. Do you get the point? The claim that I belong to Orthodox Church is not a reason not to embrace charismatic ministry. It is even a more reason why you should embrace it. Why? Because the definition of orthodoxy simply means to hold fast to the tenets and the practices of the early church. Who were the early church people? The people in the book of Acts. According to Wikipedia, let me tell you what it means to be charismatic. You know, charismatic ministry, according to Wikipedia, it means charismatic Christianity. Now listen to what Wikipedia says. Charismatic Christianity, also known as spirit-filled Christianity by its supporters, is a form of Christianity that emphasizes the work of the Holy Spirit, spiritual gifts, and modern-day miracles as an everyday part of a believer's life. Wow! So even Wikipedia defines charismatic ministry as a set of people who have embraced the truth of working in miracles, living a spirit-led life as what? A pattern of life daily, a daily lifestyle. So you wake up in the morning, instead of waking up, everybody, you are waking up with Malian. Nigga mi janja! Some people wake up like that. Or you wake up and say, today na Wednesday. Kai lecture go keep person today. Hi, how can you talk that way? You wake up in the morning. Rabba soka yaba rabaya. Glory to God. The lion is up again this morning. You wake up and then you go. Libra managon saramana ya 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 ya. I beg, if you are living together with somebody, your roommate, I beg, they look for my, you see my bucket? I'm coming, I want to, they say we get class for 9, you see, your spirit is praying that way. You are praying in the spirit, you are singing in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's a lifestyle. And guess what? This next point, this is where I'm going to stop. This next point, so that we can pray. Very important. Why it is not denomination? You know, I'm only making one apologia today. I said charismatic ministry, you know, we're looking at inferno, fire. Because anytime you hear the word fire, all right, metaphorically, it speaks of a burning, you know, there's a burning meaning it brings to you, right? So when you hear, anytime you hear that the Christian is, now this fire church, they go. That means a charismatic Christian. But the Bible makes us to realize that this thing ought to be for everybody. It doesn't matter whether you go to whatever church you attend. It's for every Christian. Here's my number third argument about the fact that this thing is not denominational. I said, the things of the Spirit can't be denominational since the Bible was written to every believer. When it says to desire the things of the Spirit, do you know the Bible commands us to desire the things of the Spirit? The Bible commanded us to. And I'm going to show it to you in a very graphic way today. Very graphic. properly exegeted, you're going to see the strong word that is used there. The Bible tells us, the Bible commands us to desire it. This is amazing. Let me show it to you. Open to 1 Corinthians 14 quickly. 1 Corinthians 14. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Are you there? If you are not there, say, wait for me. If you are there, say, I am there. Okay, some people say, wait for me. Let's wait for them. But we've got to be fast now. 1 Corinthians 14, then verse 1, he says, follow after love. And what? Desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. Now, oh, King James didn't do justice to this word. He says desire. Now, desire might become so lukewarm in meaning to you because desire. You've heard that word so much. It has become a cliche. But the right word that was translated as desire here is from the Greek word zelo. Z-E-L-O-O. That's the Greek word. The Greek word is zelo. You see, it means, the King James, it means to burn with zeal for something. I will show you where that same word is used in scripture so that you will know what it means. Zelo. It means to burn with zeal with something. That means to crave for something. And the Bible says to desire the spiritual gift. That means it wants you to zelo spiritual gifts. Now, it didn't say just wish it. You know, some people will say, can you heal the sick? Ah, I wish I can. Mm-mm. He didn't say you should wish. He says to zealously crave for it. Like your life depends on it. So this means it is wrong not to desire spiritual gifts. It is wrong not to desire charismatic ministry. Why? It's your heritage. It's our history. The history of Christianity. Christianity began with charismatic ministry. You can't write down charismatic ministry. You can't as a Christian. That's your history. This is your origin. This is where you came from. This is how Christianity began. The church was born in the upper room. And it was born, and one of the number one features was the display of charismatic ministry. So how are you going to now talk low on it? Charismatic ministry is your origin. It's your history. So, as an Orthodox Christian, somebody who holds fast, according to Wikipedia, who holds fast to the practice, the creed presented by the early church, then you've got to also hold fast to speaking in tongues, display of charismatic ministry. Why? It's your origin. The early church did it. You should too. Why? It's your origin. You came from there. It's your origin. It's your heritage. It's part of your makeup. Jesus says, these signs shall follow them that believe. As a believer, you can cast out devils. You can pray in tongues. This is your right. Now, have you ever seen, open to 1 Corinthians 12, let me show you where that word zelo is used again. Because, you know, in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1, it says desire spiritual gifts. Now, the word desire there is translated from the Greek word, say it louder. Zelo. I want to show you where that word zelo is used again. In 1 Corinthians 12 verse 31, the Bible says, but covet earnestly. The word translated covet here is from the Greek word zelo. Have you ever seen somebody who is covetous before? They crave for that thing. They want to get it by all means. That's the same attitude the Bible wants us to have for spiritual gifts. Now, there is no other place in the Bible where covet was used positively. Everywhere covet is used, it's always used as an instruction for us not to have towards natural things. Do you know why? Because that level of craving, that level of desire, must only be desired and directed towards God and the things He can give. The moment it is directed towards something else, it becomes an inordinate desire. Are you following what I'm saying? Zelo means a strong crave for something. Your heart is panting after it. You want it so badly. So now, it's a neutral word. We got to know it's a neutral word. But it becomes a taboo. It becomes a wrong use when it is directed towards money, towards man, towards anything. That's why everywhere it is used in scripture, it is always used negatively. So Paul uses that same thing. The way somebody craves for a thing, he uses it for spiritual gifts. He said we should zealot spiritual gifts. Now, covet, zealot is strong enough in itself. Paul still added earnestly. He says, but covet earnestly the best gift, and show I unto you a more excellent way. Open to 1 Corinthians 14 again. You see where it is used again. The word zealot. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 39. Glory to God. Verse 39, he says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy. Then he says, forbid not to speak with tongues. Wow. He says you should covet it. Let me show you another place where the word covet is used, so that the word zelo is used. It was translated in this particular place in Acts 7 as envy. I'm trying to let you see the strong word the word zelo means. In Acts 7 verse 9, the Bible says, and the patriarchs, talking about the brothers of Joseph, and the patriarchs moved with envy, they were moved with zelo, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. So yes, zelo was translated as envy. It's a very strong word. Have you ever seen somebody craving for something before? Come on, talk to me. Have you ever been coming from a hot sun and you are feeling so thirsty, that you are panting, you are like, please, where water are they? You came in, you are not greeting anybody, you remove your shoe, you throw it this way, remove your shoe, you throw it that way, your socks that way, you are going straight to where the refrigerator is, you want to get the first bottle inside, and then you open it, you open the cup, you didn't even care to put it on a stool, you fling it somewhere, and then you go, that kind of zelo, that craving, that's the way God wants you to portray your desire towards spiritual gifts. Oh, glory to God. This is amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues, working of miracles, prophesying, it's your heritage. Let me tell you, you've got to embrace this truth, because this is the beauty of the New Testament. This is what separates you from the Old Testament. Do you know, once upon a time, only one man in a whole, among millions of people, only him had the Spirit of God come upon him to prophesy. Once upon a time. This is the beauty of the New Testament. But now we all have it. Let me show you quickly because of time. Open to Numbers quickly. Numbers 11. If you don't pray in tongues here, you would not live here today without speaking in tongues. Oh, thank you, Father. Some of you are going to prophesy. Some of you today, you start seeing visions of God. Some of you will start seeing clearly what future holds for you. Some of you here, you start changing situations today. Some of you, all of a sudden, you start seeing how weighty your words are. You start declaring words of power. Things aren't going well at home, you've been quiet for too long. Things aren't going well with your finances, you've been quiet for too long. Things aren't going well with daddy's health, you've been quiet for so long. No, you can make a change today. No, you can make a change in behalf of your cousin today. No, you can make a change today in your own body. No, you can make a change today in the space of your life that you require a change. You can. You can. The right knowledge has come to you today. You can. You should and you will. Numbers 11 verse 11. You know, it's a long story. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servants? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all these people upon me? Hey, Moses was complaining, God, you want me to pass out 3.5 million people? I packed them from Egypt. You want me to pass out 3.5 million people? Do you want to kill me? Moses says, what have I done? Look at verse 12. Look at what he said to God in verse 12. He says, have I conceived all these people like God? Now me born them? Have I begotten them that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? 13. When should I have flesh to give unto all these people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. They were crying in the wilderness for meat. So Moses was saying, God, now me born these people, who you say me can father them? Now me born them, how will they give them meat? Where I go get meat? Even if I kill 1 million cattle, 3.5 million people, how? Their wallah is too much. How? Verse 14. He says, I am not able to bear all these people alone because it is too heavy for me. Verse 15. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me. Like he was like, God, Kukuma, kill me. He was the only pastor. Do you know why pastoring is so easy for me today? The Spirit of God is in our ministers, in our stewards. Can you see that? But Moses was the pastor. Only him had the Holy Spirit walking upon him, not even within him. So it was an enormous task for him. The reason why a Babadeboye can pastor the biggest congregation in the world today, you know, in a meeting where they can record up to 8 million in a meeting, is because pastors, people have the Holy Spirit. If it was in the Old Testament, he would be dead by now. He would have been dead, deader than dead. Dead. How do you pastor 8 million people? Imagine. This one wants to go to work. Pastor, I want to go to work. I don't know if the Holy Ghost wants me to go. I say, okay, let's pray. We pray. Okay, yeah, God doesn't want you to go. I'm dropping the call. This one call me. Pastor, my tummy is paining me. I don't know. Okay, put your hand there. My name of Jesus. I finish. This one call me. Pastor, all my friends don't like me in school. Ah, maybe one is a witch among them. Okay, let us pray that God will show us. This one call me. Pastor. Because I was the only one that had the Holy Spirit. That was what Moses was doing. So he said, God, kukuma ki me. Look at verse 16. Oh, and the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of congregation, and they may stand there with thee, and I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon you, and I will put it upon them, that they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not alone thyself. Because I said, okay, no worry. I will take up that spirit and put upon 70 elders. And something funny happened. Only 68 were present. 2 were in the camp. But something still happened. Look at it. In verse 25. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took up the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. 26. But there remained 2 of the men in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other, Medad. And the spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. Their names were written among the 70 elders, but they did not go into the tabernacle, they were in the camp. Yet, the spirit rested upon them, even though they were not in the tabernacle. Now, something very funny happened, very dramatic. 28. And Joshua, you know Joshua now? Joshua was Moses' right-hand man. He came to Moses and says, Papa Moses, he says, my Lord Moses. One of the young men answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. That means stop them from speaking in tongues, from prophesying. Only you is our pastor. Only you could prophesy. Only you has the spirit. Forbid these guys. Look at what Moses said. Oh, Rabaha Shatala Brahadi. Look at verse 29. Can we hold verse 29 together in unison? 3, 2, go. And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Wow. This was the wish of Moses. He wished all Israelites could prophesy. Why? To make his work easier. Guess what? The wish of Moses has been answered. I said the wish of Moses has been answered. This was the prophecy. This is the good news that Joel said in Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass after all, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Somebody say all flesh. Say it again. Notice it says your sons and your daughters. Now some people can bring a revelation here and says, you see, young men shall, your old men shall dream dreams. Dreams are for older people. Praise the Lord. That's not rebel nonsense. So that's a wrong interpretation. This is just a poetic expression of the writer of the book of Joel to tell us that, listen, this thing is going to be for all flesh. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like me saying, all your children will be footballers. Matthew will be number 10. Joel will be a goalkeeper. They will all be in the field. So the point I'm still making is that all of them will be what? Footballers. Do you understand that figure of speech? The Bible is replete with figure of speech. So what he's trying to say here is all flesh without class. No social status. No gender biasedness. There will be no gender biasedness. Everybody, male and female, young and old, strong and physically weak, everyone will prophesy. The Lord will pour his spirit upon all flesh. It was a prophecy, it says, in the last day. Hallelujah. In Acts 2, Peter told us that last day began. Look at it, and in verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, see, it is but the third hour of the day. The Jewish clock, alright, begins from 6. So the first hour is 6. Second hour is 7. No, first hour is 7. Second hour is 8. The third hour is 9. Third hour here means 9 a.m. So Peter was saying it is just 9 a.m. You know what happened on the day of Pentecost now? Come on, talk to me. They saw them drunk. They were missing. You know when somebody is drunk? You. I'll beat you. They were drunk. How do you know someone is drunk? They were walking haphazardly. They were talking incoherently. So they were thinking they were drunk. So Peter said, listen, it's just 9 a.m. It's not possible to be drunk. It's too early. Although in some part of this country, it's not too early. 6 a.m. people are drunk. Anyways, Peter was like, hey, it's too early for them to be drunk. He now says, oh, thank you, Father. He says, Peter stood up and said, listen, these are not drunk as you suppose. Verse 15, for these are not drunken as you suppose. Seeing it is but the third hour of the day, it's just 9 a.m. Verse 16, he now says, but, glory to God, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. 17, what was spoken by prophet Joel? And it shall come to pass in the last day, said the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Listen, if you are a good Bible student, and you read from Genesis to Malachi, and you see how that God will select a prophet, select a king. Only three people had the spirit upon them at that time. The king, the priest, and the prophet. In the whole land. If you are conversant with how God operated in those days, if there's any problem, they will say, let us go and inquire of the prophets. Any small thing, David says, I would let us go and inquire of the prophets. Any little, if there's any problem when there was famine in the land, they will say, let us go and inquire of the prophets. If you are conversant with that pattern, reading your Bible from Genesis to Exodus to Leviticus up to Malachi, all of a sudden you go to the book of Acts and you saw a whole bunch of 120 prophesying and praying in tongues. That will look to you like a miracle, right? Because it says, even your handmaiden, that means no social class. Everyone in Christ. There will be no gender biasedness. No gender bias. Everyone. No denomination. Are you hearing me? Every believer, we prophesy. Every believer, we speak in tongues. Every believer, we cast out devils. Are you hearing me? No need to be going to pay money. Listen, all those money you're going to give some prophet somewhere in your village, bring it. Let's buy a sun here. Let's do suya night here. They should bring two goats. Bring it here. Why waste your money? One day I was there in Abuja under the bridge in Area 1 and I saw one calendar. Prophet, something. The one that interprets dreams. Come. If you have a dream of eating in your dream, the amount is there. There was one I saw. I said, oh God, how people are so ignorant. That's why Paul says, I will not have you ignorant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was one I saw. That one, you know, it's bottle of water. The water that see, that speaks, that does miracles, and so on and so forth. By the way, that's not to say that God can't use medium. I have used mediums in some instances where I can't reach the person. But not to make merchandise of it. I remember when we were still in that bar there. You remember, right? A lady came to church. Her mom is bedfast. She couldn't get up of the chair. Her mom, the girl I'm talking about, she has a salon there in High Court there. The salon facing High Court directly, one young lady there. She came with her mom. They couldn't see me. She couldn't hold it back. They took her back. She was bedfast. She couldn't stand on her own. I said, no problem. I took my handkerchief, lay my hands on the handkerchief, and told her, take this handkerchief. Don't pray. Just put the handkerchief on her. When he got home, he took the handkerchief and put it on her, and she got up. Since then, she's been ever strong. An aged woman. She can't be less than 70 years old. She's been aged, and she still stood up strong. I went to visit her the next day, gave her money. She took milk. She started eating, started jumping around. She saw me. Old women now. She ran on me. She said, I'm fine. She was jumping about. So I use medium when I come to reach them. But not church. Next Sunday is our mysterious day of vengeance. Everybody come with cutlass. Things Jesus never did. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It's amazing. Ignorance out there that has made most Christians not to know what they have. You see, it's just, painful. The one I want to show you, this one, they said, I'm trying to look for it now. Somebody sent it to me. I can't find it anymore. Maybe I even deleted it. I can't remember now. But the point is, I'm making you to see that, listen, the charismatic ministry is for every believer. Every believer. It's not for some people. It's not for some set of people. No, it's for every Christian. Every Christian. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. See, I can't find it. I think I deleted it. That one, I just felt this is a joke. You've got to be joking me. Do you know, I don't want to name churches. There's a place in South Africa, a man of God in South Africa. I don't want to call his name. And by the way, let me tell you, it doesn't mean they are not called. It is just that they are not taught. Because, you see, God has called, you know, some of you sitting there here, some of you here, when you get to heaven, you'll be amazed. They will say, what's your name? Deborah. Now, Deborah might think, God has called me to be an accountant. And then she becomes the accountant general of the Federation. Only for her to get to heaven and they will address her. You are welcome, Apostle Deborah. Say, where is Apostle? You'll be looking back. Where is the Apostle Deborah? That's how many people will be shocked in heaven. Some of you here right now, you are pastors, evangelists. Some of you women here, self, you are even prophetess. But you can't even marry, if you can't marry a pastor. Say, pastor, no, you can't marry a pastor. All these are praying. But you'll be amazed when you get to heaven how you'll be addressed. Some of you don't know yet. So I know that it is possible because you've been called before you even became who you are. Before you became a conscious being. Jeremiah 1:5-7 says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you a prophet. So your physical inability notwithstanding, it was not in God's. God did not take a conference meeting with your human body before he called you. He did not take conference with your family people. He didn't even care where you will be born. He has called you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So someone can be called but poorly trained. There's another preacher I respect so much. He operates the power of God so much. He is called of God. I have no doubt about that. But here in this Abuja, in his church, they have a swimming pool. And you, with 50K, you go and swim. And people come out with testimonies. They call it Bethsaida. Is it Bethsaida or Bethesda? Pool of Bethsaida. Please don't call the name. And people will go there and swim. If you don't have 50K, if you have just 10K, they can bring a sprinkle. Sprinkle. When we get to heaven, You see, these are some things I cry. That's why Paul says, I will not have you ignorant. I will not have you ignorant. If only you knew that the Holy Ghost is in you. If only you knew that all these things you running after, you going after one preacher up and down. If only you've been in church like this, you'll be taught God's word. Listen, all I'm doing in this church is to show you what belongs to you. It's to show you what belongs to you. Like, for example, now, our Faith Life Conference is coming on the 2nd through the 5th of April, and you mustn't miss it. My spiritual father is coming. Some people will be healed. Some will receive impartation, including myself. It's not something from the blues. He's coming to give you what belongs to you. That's all. So you take it. He says, this sign shall follow them that believe. Even if that thing is optional, should you be among those that will choose not to? What belongs to you? He says, these signs shall follow. It then says, believers shall seek after these signs. These signs shall follow. You are not the one seeking for it. It will follow you. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. My. Thank you, Father. No class, no social status, no age barrier, no gender issue, no gender biasedness. Even young girls that are not, they are still what the Bible calls virgin. That means teenagers. They prophesied. The daughters of Philip. Acts 21 verse 9. From verse 7 it says, and when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais. and saluted the brethren and abode with them one day. Verse 8. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven. You remember the seven deacons that were appointed in Acts 6? You know, you remember when they were fighting for food? And, you know, the apostles now appointed some deacons, seven deacons. One of them has become an evangelist. His name is Philip. Verse 9, he says, verse 8, and the next day we were at Paul's company departed and came into Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man, Philip, had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. They did prophesy. That means it was in the house they prophesied. Not only in church. I told you, you can prophesy. You can. That was what we did first month in this year. How to prophesy, right? I said prophecies from two streams. There is foretelling. That one comes in the office of a prophet. By the way, you need to know that there are ministry gifts. Not every Christian is a ministry gift. There are prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They are called. You can't assume to be in that. You can't put yourself in that position. If God doesn't call you, he doesn't call you. So there's a ministry of a prophet where he foretells, and by the grace of God, I operate on a prophetic vessel where we give words of prophecy based. It usually worked with the gift of discerning of spirit. Praise the Lord. Where you see into spirit by the power of the spirit. But there's also another one called foretelling. That's what you saw in Ezekiel 37. When God called Ezekiel, he said, listen, son of man, do you know what will happen to these dry bones? Ezekiel says, God, now you know. Then he says, son of man, prophesy to this dry bone. And the Bible says, Ezekiel began to speak. He says, and I prophesied as I was commanded. And he began to speak. And the Bible says, those dry bones, bones came to bones, flesh came to flesh, and there arose a mighty army. Glory to God. How do you do it? It's simple. Can I show you how? Come on, you want to know it? It's simple. Give yourself to praying in tongues for a long hour. Maybe minimum. For some people, you take 1 hour. So for some, 2 hours. Until when you pray in tongues to a point where you will just realize that in your spirit, you notice there's a shift. I don't know what I'm talking about. Then from there, you begin to declare words. You see, utterance will be given to speak to nations, to speak to situations. All those times you are faced with the trouble, instead of running it as keta, calm down. Even in your simple matters in life. Hey, my lecturer wants to sleep with me. He said he will fail me. That's happened to a member of our church, too. And I showed them what they did. And they did it, and it brought excellent results.
Pastor, he wants to sleep with me. He said he will fail me. I don't know what to do.
No problem. Don't bring Jeremiah anointing here. Don't write another book of lamentation. You know what to do. Get back to your room. Are you hearing me? Shut your door. Pace the floor. Rani kombradiko salabaya delebosi yamani. Okay, Pastor, how about if I'm sharing my room with somebody? No problem. Go to sport in the night. Just pace the floor. Pace the floor. When you are done pacing the floor, that way begin to declare. In the name of Jesus, as I show up tomorrow, Mr. XYZ, I have come with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord fills that room. This lady shows up the next day. The man says, did I say that? Wallahi, bonsonji nache akaba. Wallahi, catch a result. Zaki gunshi, Zaki gunshi. She saw a result. When you move, see, when you go out with a sense of victory, you know, like Jeremiah 20 verse 9, that's what he's quoting. He says, the word of God came to me and I was so persecuted and I felt I would not speak about his name anymore. But the word of God was in me like a fire in my bone. And I cannot but just talk. Are you hearing me? You make a change. Things are not going well the way you want in anywhere you are. You stand your ground one day, declare a vigil. This is fire, inferno. It's in you. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6, he says, stir up the gift of God that is in you. It's in you. Stir it up. That means take it from within and bring it upon. That means stir up. To stir. You know stir, right? When you are cooking spaghetti, you put your condiment. Now you want to stir. You take the one that is inside. You bring it up. You stir it up. Are you hearing me? You want to make a change. Wake up in midnight. Start doing this thing. Let your children grow up to know daddy used to wake up in the night. Let your children know that mommy used to wake up in the night. Not mommy did all through all night. All through all night. For some, I'm showing you how to live. Young guys, you want to get married. What's in your mind now is all the night you want to play ball all the night. Is it food? Like I was counseling a guy. He said, the first night of wedding like this. Ah! I can understand. Because the guy has been that way for many years. You know, all of us who've been talking about when we're young, that celebrates, we'll marry. And so I said, oh God, calm down. That day, when you are back from wedding, why don't you just go, both of you, and take shower? Put your hand on our womb for that day. And say, every child that will come here, Karo Sataya. You see, you know a child can come, the first baby that will come into your womb. Ladies, are you hearing me? I'm sharing spiritual things with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The first child that comes in, you know, when he comes into the womb, he say, ah, there's fire here. I must live for God. I used to say it jokingly. That day in the hospital, because I'm believing God for triplets, you know. Glory to God, so that there's no every two years, Tommy, big again, two years, no time, triplet once, boom, we'll do ministry, let's go to China, missionary work. I want those babies to come out, as they're coming out, you know other babies will do, no, this one, Ruki Leba Shaka Yaba Sobo, glory to God, you can be full of the Holy Ghost. Dr. Paul Enetche was coming from, when they were still in Area 1, he was coming down from the stairs. They brought a madman. The madman, they put everything, he has broken chain. About 7 men were holding him down. When he came down that way, he has prayed in tongues. His eyes were red with the red wine. Not Edujeje. He came down, he said, he told them, he says, leave him. They say, eh? Leave who? He said, leave him. He looked, he walked up to him and says, you devil. I chop you up, die! The guy just screamed, ah! Went down. The demon left, stood up, was perfect forever. You can be full of the Spirit. A woman has been pregnant for 4 years. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Paul? 4 years pregnant, say they tie it down. Tie it down waiting. I say, bring her. I said, this baby, I want a baby girl next week. She went to labor. Oh, she has done 32 scans. They can't find a baby there. Don't approach issues casually. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's an headache that goes and comes all the time. What is wrong with you? Will you keep looking like it like that? Wake up one night and say, today, listen, you can set a time for your victory. You can say, today, I am collecting my victory on this issue today. Today is today. Stop saying, it's my own nature. My nature, I don't like to talk. That's why I don't go to those kind of churches where it's fire. I just like, Holy Mary, That's why demon will follow you to church. Follow you to bedroom all the time, because don't be a quiet Christian. Be a fiery Christian. Listen, are you hearing me? Stir up that fire on the inside. If you take it with ease, if you take life easy, you will live with ease. Wake up. 3 a.m. Some of you may not even plan it, but you are going to urinate in the night. Some of you urinate in the night. You wake up to go and urinate. Ah, some people, they will now turn on the Facebook and say, Abeg, who is away? Go sleep, no grief, come again. Do you know sometimes angels can wake you up to pray? You don't know. The Holy Ghost can wake you up, but you might think it's urinating. You are done urinating, sleep just lift like that. Some people will be saying, next tomorrow. Some people have sleeping tablets to sleep back again. Why can't you just spend 30 minutes? You are not done with school yet. You can start speaking about the job you will get. Maybe you will have a terrible boss. You can start rearranging things in your heart. Have you ever gotten to a place before and you felt like, I've been here before? When I was praying, I saw myself here before. Before I came to Kefi, I had seen myself in Kefi, in prayers. No coincidence for the believer. You are just walking in prearranged order. Things are just no higher. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is the life of a Christian. It's the life of a Christian. You can effect a change in anything you want. Anything you want. Were you in church last Sunday? When they gave a testimony here? They took the child to India. India. They said, no cure. I said, that devil is a bastard. When your eyes are red that way, with the Holy Ghost wine, with vodka, not vodka, you come out that way, you declare words of power. You make a change. You decree. And things, they rearrange themselves. It's not peculiar to preachers alone. The charismatic ministry is for everybody. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. It's for you. It's for you. Take advantage of it. Give yourself to it. Start by setting time. Have an alarm. Have an alarm. Start with 20 minutes. Stir up yourself in the spirit. You will avoid many things in the day. The Bible says, redeeming the days, for the days are full of evil. You redeem the day. Be a prayerful woman. Don't wait till you have kids. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Come on, talk to me. Are you hearing me? You are a soldier, not a civilian. You are a soldier. You are a soldier. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sister, you have chest bone? You? Do you have chest bone? You normally have chest bone? You? Yes. Normally have chest bone? Come. Come. Lord just spoke to me about it. I saw something. Thank you, Father. How often do you have it? You also have ulcer. So they walk together. Put your hand there. Put your hand on your belly too. Are you ready to take it? You will never have it again. See, something like you foul spirit bringing this infirmity, you spirit of infirmity, I charge you from today, you are the one causing heartburn and ulcer together. Go from her. Let her rest. Take it. Power of the Ghost. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Never come back. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I charge you. Never again. Bring her up. Take her up. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help her. Never again. Never again. Look at me. Your mama is experiencing the same thing, right? Your mom is experiencing the same thing. That family, I choose you as a point of contact. I break that flow. Go! Power of the Ghost! Never again. That family is free. What's the family's name? Agu. Now I use you as a point of contact to the family of Agu. All heartburns in that family, that demon, go and die, never again. That heartburn is dead now. and you are free. You are free. You are free in Jesus' name. Free from it. Never again. Let her have a seat. Thank you, Lord. The anointing, the power of God is still on her. Thank you, Spirit of God. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. He just left. Look at it. He just left. That's it. He just left. It's a fly. They are tiny, tiny demons. They are small, small things. You have authority over them. They are tiny, tiny things. They are tiny, tiny things. There's someone with a migraine. Some sickness are not ordinary. There's a demon attached to them to make them come and go again. You take past someone, they will go. They are intelligent beings. And sometimes they know where money is in your hand. So they sap the money from you. They make your life miserable. Are you hearing me? Don't take life easy. There's fire. There's a molten magma inside you. Let it out. Stir it out. Don't be cold. Don't be cold. Learn to face up the floor when you wake up. Learn to say, no, I'm saying no way to this anymore. I'm tired of this thing now. I'll never let you happen anymore. Take your stand. Take your stand. Take your stand. Thank you, Lord. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands towards heaven. You are going to blow in tongues right now. If you don't pray in tongues, come forward. Right now, as I'm talking to you now, I feel the power of God so strong. My hands right now are shaking. I feel if any problem right now is dead. Parakuteli korikala. Inkomini tali askisivo. Paras ensokropakitagala. Ratus konfra atekiza. If you don't pray in tongues, come forward, let me lay hands on you. The power of God will rest on you powerfully. If you don't pray in tongues, come. Come. Please help me, minister. Help me. Line up like this. If you don't pray in tongues, line up. Can you blow in tongues, somebody? Pray in the spirits. If you don't pray in tongues, you can pray. You can pray now. Just desire. It is coming on you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. As I lay hands on you, just blow in tongues. The power of God is on you. Thank you, Lord. Take it. That's it. Yeah. Vocalize it. La prosota raba ko shala barada haya kasonde leboza. That's it. You can pray. Yeah. Like a sword. That's it. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're already praying, right? Take it. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Vocalize it. It's on you. That's it. Nesoko raba. Yeah, she's praying already. Now, say it louder. Louder. Raba 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 shalaba. Bring her. Not only will she will prophesy too. Lebrana manikista. Raba raba raba. Oh! Take it. Another dose. The anointing. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. A preacher, Lord. A preacher, make him, oh God. A preacher, make him. Take it. Power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of God. The anointing of God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands towards heaven. Limbro Tobra, lift your hands towards heaven. Say, Father, I receive. I receive. I receive. Take it. That's it. That's it. It's on you already. It's on you. It's on you. Malahamsto Sukto Prokoraba has this city. Every virus under my breath now dies. No virus can sustain in this environment. Mr. Sandra, help me. I'm atmosphere of Jesus. Help me. Every bacteria dies now. Every infection dies right now. Every disease dies right now. Marakunte ilaka kriketizo. Parutin eklinom okomana banti keliga. Pariza kila askuteliga. Watem! Watem! Esoko prakitagaya. Marute blekete. Every bondage, karuplo kontelebala, bondage of fear. You are afraid. You are always afraid. That fear wakes you up in the night. Your heart is panting. That devil of fear, I charge you. Lose your grip over him. Lose your grip over her. She's not your slave. She's of God. Thank you, Lord. Atmosphere, please. You can pray in tongues. Something is happening here. I'm telling you. There's a flow of the Spirit. Something is happening here. She can't help it. So much power is on her.
So much power.
All over this place.
So much power.
Come up for me.
I'm the atmosphere of Jesus. There's an atmosphere when nothing is impossible, all this is a miracle.
Thank you, Father.
There's an atmosphere.
Now I stand as one call of God, and I speak over you, coronavirus. Hear the word of the Lord. We put an end to you today. No more. No more fear in the nations. No more fear in the world. Jesus reigns. Thank you, Lord. That lady in the middle, sometimes you wake up in the night and you feel the urge to pray. The Lord says to tell you, take your night season serious. He says, for see, I'm taking you into deeper realms of revelation to see the things that I've preordained for you in my call upon your life, says the Lord. He says, see, there will be so much urge. You wake up in the night and then there will be so much utterance, visions, revelations, consistent with the written word. Write them down. Make them plain. For see, through you, I will bless nations, said the Lord. Come. I hear my spirit say, for out of your belly, lift your hands towards heaven, out of your belly, you feel right now ready to receive, to take right now. Fresh. Let it rest.
Because the atmosphere
fire for the ministry. Fire.
Thank you, Lord.
As I raise my hand right now, you see, some of you feel this fire sensation in your hand, on your tongue, in your belly. Lift your hands towards heaven, everybody. Lift your hands towards heaven. Towards heaven. Get ready to receive now. And don't be too rigid. It will rest on you mightily. You will feel that fire sensation right now. Some of you on your palms. Some of you in your tummy. Are you ready? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As Moses raised his hand towards the sea. Thank you, Father. At the count of three, it's resting on you. Be ready to receive it. You will see it mightily coming on you. One. Yes, Lord, one that confirms the word of his prophets. Yes. Two. Thank you, Lord. Three. Take it. That's it. That's it. It's on you. That's it. It's a burning sensation. That's it. If you feel that burning sensation, come forward. Let me lay hands on you. If you felt it, come forward. If you feel that burning sensation, come quickly. Come, if you felt it, come. If you felt that burning sensation, come. Just stand up this way. Just a touch. I'm touching you, just a touch. Usher, please help me. There's a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. There's a refreshing. Holy Spirit of God. Take it. Holy Ghost. Take it. Fresh. Take it. Fresh. Completely. Be clean by the power of the Ghost. Subcellular by the power of the Ghost. Take it. Whole. Completely. Marvel Spirit. Holy Spirit. Lift your hands towards heaven. Thank you, Spirit of God. Take it. Ah! Shout of a king is in you. Thus said the Lord, you make victory. No reason to be afraid. I'm with you, says the Lord. I'm upon you with my right hand of righteousness. He says, all mountains will fall before you. No need to be afraid. I'm with you. He says, 1,000 by your right, 1,000 by your left. With your eyes, you will see the work of the wicked, but they shall not come near you. Fear not, says the Lord. I'm with you. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Take it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Out of your belly flows. Take it.
Yeah.
Power goes. Thank you, Lord. The preacher, Lord. The preacher, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The
preacher, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord says to tell somebody here, harden not your heart. The Lord is pressing on your heart. Do not harden it. He's pressing on your heart. Do not harden it. Walk in obedience of the Spirit. Because how can you walk when you don't know the way of the Spirit? Swallow your pride. Come to the school of the Spirit. Because in him is a key to eternal life. And it's a little here, a little there of the day be done. He's at work in you. And he's changing everything in obedience to Christ. So yield yourself. Can I tell you just one key you need to flow in the Spirit? Yieldedness. That's all. Just be yielded. Add it not to your heart. Just be yielded. Thank you, Father, for today. Inferno. Thank you. Thank you, Father. It will get stronger. It will get deeper. It will get bigger. It will intensify. That fire will not go down. It will intensify. That fire will go. It will burn more. You will do mighty things for God.
You will do great things for God. We will shake nations. We are unstoppable. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. I gotta go now. The spirit of a prophet is subject to a prophet. I don't want to keep us here tonight. There's someone here with a pain in your ear. Someone with pain in the ear, just eat right now. There's this inward pain in your inner eardrum. You just healed right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Someone woke up last night with a fearful dream. The Lord says to tell you, every enchantment, he says there is no divination against Jacob. Alright? There is no enchantment against Israel. Do you hear what I just said? No need to be afraid. You are not alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Were you blessed?
Yes.
You blessed? Then lift your hands towards heaven and wave to the Lord. Thank you, Father.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer, and partnership, please call +234 8074 07 8566. We celebrate you.